This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you for joining me. This is Chris Witz and Morning Devotions. A terrible thing happened in September 2006. 65-year-old Italian Catholic nun, her name was Sister Leona Corbatti, was shot as she was walking across the road to a paediatric hospital in the Somalian capital of Mogadishu. What an absolute tragedy. Here was this good woman who spent many years serving the poor and adults and children in Somalia. And she'd actually joined the Catholic religious order 42 years before this terrible, senseless moment. And in the tribute and the funeral that followed, the sisters who worked with her had said this: "There are some people that you'll never forget in life, and Sister Leone was one of them. Her sense of integrity and her enthusiasm, her courage and desire left a definite imprint on me." And this nun said, "I admire her even more for forgiving the ones who killed her." And her bodyguard was also shot down. So here is the thing I want to say. As she lay in the street dying that day, she used her final breaths to actually forgive the men who had come up and shot her in the back. And she said, I forgive in her native Italian, just before she died. What an amazing and astonishing demonstration of forgiveness. This nun. Of course, it caught the media's attention, an amazing testimony of a woman's faith in God, and also her ability in those moments as she lay dying to forgive those who murdered her. Quite astonishing. So how do we deal with something like this? Well, back in 1999, I read about another situation. A lady called Deweze Eunick was a mother in the United States who had to bear the news that her daughter, who was six, was killed by a 12-year-old boy. The two of them were wrestling. And somehow or other, the boy got carried away and this girl died of injuries. And this boy, he was 12, mind you, got sentenced for life in prison and eventually discharged before that. But when she was reported on the news, she said, "It's more than he's a human being, you know. In spite of him murdering my daughter, taking my daughter's life, the thing is that back in the old days," she said, "you did an eye for an eye, right? Jesus came. Jesus died for our sins. And when we do things wrong, we can go to him. We can ask for forgiveness. So why am I not to forgive him for what he did to my daughter and he did to my family, to my life?" So here was a woman who was speaking very openly and honestly. And actually she was able to forgive this, who was 12 at the time, for killing her six-year-old daughter. So forgiveness, what an amazing thing. It doesn't change the past. Of course, no one can change what actually happened to that nun in September 2006 or the girl who was age six killed in 1999. But forgiveness does enlarge the future. Amazing things can happen. We do talk about this a lot. If you forgive someone, it doesn't mean that you're immediately healed. There's tremendous hurt and outrage, of course. But it doesn't mean that you're going to be friends with that person. When we forgive someone, it doesn't mean that we trust that person either. We're not really avoiding the pain here. What are we doing? I think we're just opening the door to healing. You've heard the story before of Corrie ten Boom, this Dutch lady who was imprisoned and put into a concentration camp called Ravensbrück. And her sister died from the terrible treatment. And then she met up with the one of the guards. And this man wanted to ask for forgiveness. And she said, "For a long time we grasped each other's hands." He put his hand out to shake hers in a moment of forgiveness. And it was a very difficult thing for her. But she said, "I knew something of God's love in that moment." So what do you do? Can you forgive other people? If I forgive someone who's done me a terrible wrong, I'm trusting, you know, that God is a better justice maker than I am. And I can release that. I can say to him, "Lord, you know that in God's hands, the scales of mercy, he balances justice and mercy." Heavenly Father, we thank you that there is such a thing as strong forgiveness. Lord, if we're called upon to do that, help us to be courageous. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.